Hello, Virgo friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Virgo March 2022 Astrology Must-Knows Horoscope Forecast. Definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com. That is the interface for all the free goodies that I make for you, so you don't miss anything that can be helpful to you. And if you forget that address, you can click on the little more button in the bottom right of the video with a little arrow that will click the notes, and there will be direct links there. If you are a Virgo sun or moon or rising, or you have any other Virgo placements, if you're a zealot and you go into astrology in very deep ways and you've got Mercury or Venus or Mars there, then what we talk about here is going to be part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree Virgo, so we'll say around September 15th through the rest of the sign, then I also suggest you listen to my Libra report, because you cuspy people will benefit from information in both of those reports. So what's going on in March? As usual, there are things to celebrate and things to watch out for, and we're going to go into all of the details. First big must know is that we have more sweet aspects than salty ones this month. It does count for something, and although there are many factors in what makes the energetics of the month, that is definitely something to smile about. I have a special edition this month because there are a couple of transits that you really need to know about, and there are a lot of really great ones. So I actually have my top 8 favorite transits. Well, not favorite. Some of them are not my favorite, but most important to discuss. And that follows the, it's towards the end of the report, basically. So we'll talk about that later. The next big must know is that we are in eclipse season again. Eclipse season starts about 4 to 6 weeks before the actual eclipses. The eclipses are at the end of April and into May. We're in the Taurus-Scorpio eclipse cycle. And good news for Virgo is that these are very positive for your placement. They're in nice alignment. And so hopefully the eclipses will be easier for you. And obviously our charts are more complex than just whatever sign you're watching for, but there will definitely be some extra ease and grace or extra blessings that come from the nice angles that will be made from the eclipses. So we'll go into more of that in the April and May reports when the actual eclipses are, but for now, what's important to know is that with eclipse season activated, as it is now, especially starting mid-March, the big changes, the major transformation, the signs of what's to come, the, you know, gelling of things you're working on, the trajectory shifts that you might feel but don't see, you know, even the anxiety, for better or worse, of something coming and you're not knowing what it is and feeling like you have your finger stuck in an electric socket for an extended period of time, all those things that are the hallmarks of eclipse season, you will be starting to feel those. And I just wanted to mention it so that if, you know, the month develops and you're like, ah, I feel something, what's going on? Then you know that it could just be this eclipse season and there's change afoot. But hopefully that will be super positive for you. The next big must know, and this is my favorite thing to talk about, is that the personal planet retrograde phase that was very extended because of the Venus retrograde, which is the ruler of love, beauty, and money, and design, which covered a lot of ground, is now completely clear. So Venus went direct at the end of January, but the shadow period stretched all the way until the beginning of March. And so now we are completely clear from personal planet retrogrades. The Mercury retrograde thing is done. Everything is clear from around March 3rd through April 27th. And it's really important to note those dates, and plus our other open period of the year, we only have two, which is around June 19th through around August 21st, because starting in September, the Mars retrograde shadow period will take over. And not that it has to be a bad thing. There are a lot of things I really love about Mars retrograde. But if you're paying attention to aligning with the natural rhythms of the universe, which is the core of my work, then you'll want to know when these cycles are, because an open cycle free from personal planet retrogrades is a time where momentum is up, forward movement is profound, clarity is generally much greater. It's easier to make plans and actually have them follow through in some way that you expect them. It's easier to make plans in an open period for another open period. So for example, if you're in the March 3rd through April 27th period, making plans for that June 19th through August 21st-ish period. You know, there's obviously nothing is 100%, and every individual is going to have different factors in their own charts that are that might supersede the general transits. But there is something to this. I've been following this for decades. I've written a book about it called Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe, which you can find on the bookshelf in all major booksellers everywhere in the world. And this is what I've seen. Okay, so big purchases, big, you know, moves, big decisions, engagements, weddings, big parties, you know, big plans, big trips, things like that, will have certain aspects that are much more supported in these open windows, and you'll feel the momentum. You'll feel, you know, because the retrograde energies are more a time to go inward and backward, and the direct times are more of a time to go outward and forward, and you really feel that, you know. So this spring will be very, very springy energetically, and of course we have the astrological new year that's starting this month, which we'll talk more about later. And also big launches, a launch like with a new business, or, you know, a launch of a book, or a launch of a big project that's brand new, really can benefit from having extra oomph. And you'll feel that extra oomph. And when you launch something on a good astrologically sound date that has forward movement, it helps to lock in. That's like the birth date of your project. So the same way we run a chart for our selves or somebody else, when you do something important on a day, that's like a birth chart for that project, and it has all of the flavors of that time, right? So if you want it to be a long-term, very successful project, you have a lot of good extra energy when the stars are as they are going to be in this time frame. Okay, so another big must know is that we still have very strong Pisces energies. These are in the short term and still a little bit in the longer term because Jupiter is there. And this is of special note for Virgo because, of course, those make 180 degree angles. This doesn't have to be something to fear because really water signs flow well with earth signs. But what it does bring is a huge increase in your me versus we topics. You and taking care of yourself, you and helping other people, you and your relationship, how you relate to yourself, you and your goals, other people around you that you're supporting in their goals, you know, you and your clients, you and your spouse, you and your kids, and your relationship to all of that is definitely going to be supercharged at this time. What it also means is you will tend to have a lot of balls up in the air. I like to call oppositions an opportunity for a superhero self to come out, because when you've got pull in both directions, you know, you really have to be on your game. But once you get in that mode of like juggling, when you have all the balls up in your air, you're like, wee, I can do this. This is fun, right? And so you have an opportunity to do that. But it will be things pulling at you in two directions. And there will be a very strong concentration on your relationship sector and how that affects you personally, okay? But it can be a very, very, very positive time. When people have Jupiter moving through their seventh house, that sometimes your love of your life comes in, or sometimes you move, you know, forward in your relationship that you have. This can also be one of the best possible times for expanding your client base, or expanding your business, or expanding your client relations. Like, let's say you have a job and you need to network, or you need to meet more people, or gather more clients for your business. This is one of the all-time best times, and it's an amazing time to get new clients because of all the energy that I just talked to you about. You know, while the retrogrades kind of were like, go back to old clients, do stuff with the clients you have, you know, do experimental things, this is the time for like, you've done all your beta, you've done all your research, you've done now, like, go out and get things, go out and make things happen. So it's a very exciting time in the cosmos, and you'll definitely see your relationship sector accentuated. The next big must know is we do have very strong energy in Aquarius as well. Now, this is a little bit more of an awkward angle for Virgo placements. But again, when this happens, you don't have to fear it. You don't have to say, oh, great, this is going to be bad. It's not true. It's just a little awkwardness or a little pressure or a little something that has to be gotten through. But that is the nature of life, right? And we do see that with the things that go the fastest, like a combustion engine, right? We need the pressure, the stress to push. When we're weightlifting, we need to stress the muscles to strengthen the muscles, you know? So a lot of good things can come from the pressure. It just gives you impetus to focus in certain areas. And some of those other areas that are going to be giving you impetus, whether you are feeling it from the inside and making it happen, or whether it's happening from the outside and it's forcing you to happen, whether it's comfortable or whether it's uncomfortable, you will see things showing up in your work, daily work, if you have a business, then your business dynamics, your office dynamics, things going on in your office space, your daily routine, how you organize yourself, reorganizing things, things like that, your diet, meditation, your healthcare, professionals, this is actually a fantastic time for diagnostics. If you've had some lack of clarity about something going on with you, this is an amazing time to find perfect practitioners. And you have that coming from a couple of different places in your chart. Somebody might recommend someone to you, or just anything having to do with you needing help from someone, whether it's an accountant or a healthcare practitioner, whether it's someone for your pet, or whether you want to get a new animal, adopting an animal, your current pets might need attention, working in the animal-related fields. All of that is coming up very strongly for Virgo at this time. And because Saturn is there, there's been a long-term push to really get these things in order. You know, is your system for your life working? Is everything organized? Is everything, are you working hard or smart? Can you work a little less hard by working smarter? And what revisions do you have to make to your schedule? Those kind of things, you know. Does your pet need more attention? Do you need to spend more time with them? Is there something pending with that? Anything having to do with stress management is also coming up very strongly at this time. So these are, you know, really, really big areas of focus. Something else that I'd like to mention is that we are going to have a big boom. I'm going to talk about this later when we go into the 8 very notable aspects of the month, but I'll just mention it now, where this is going to happen for you. So Venus and Mars and Pluto are all getting together. And this is happening for you, early, middle, and late degree people, in your fifth house of true love, of romance, of, you know, your bucket list of children, of your creative projects. So not only is your relationship sector being completely accentuated in major ways, but you're having this big boom come. So if you're looking for love, this is a time to be out circulating or to be saying yes when people want to introduce you. This is a time where new love, so if you're doing online dating and going on new dates, making new contacts, the energy of newness with the energy of this like boom could be completely life-changing for your love relationship. People, Virgo people might find out they're pregnant. I've seen this particular lineup align in a lot of pregnancy situations, you know, or children that you have might need attention. And although it can be supremely positive, there is a chance that Pluto could bring a challenging boom. So, you know, I talk about this more later of some precautions to take there, but just to know that that's where that's going to be for you. If you're in the field of acting or like one of my favorite Virgos is in comedy, anything like that, or filmmaking, anything out where you're doing something where you're out in the front or you're getting recognition for something or you're creating something creative like that, singing, dancing, fashionistas, anything, athletes, this can also be major things that go on in that those arenas. Okay, so another very big must know is that on March 18th, we have a full moon at 27 degrees of Virgo. I will talk about this a little more later, but I want to talk about some things now specific for you because it's in your sign. So obviously, whenever we have a moon aspect like that in our sign, it's going to carry more weight. So anything coming to completion, fruition, drama, there might be things to attend to, but because this moon has two sweet aspects with it, it increases the odds that this will be super positive. So it will be an increase in intensity for all Virgos. Any Virgos who are late degree placements, so basically you people who I suggested that you watch my Libra report as well, like the 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, or like September 15th through the rest of the sign, you all are also the same ones that will be most impacted by this full moon. So if you can save some space, like between around March 15th through March 21st, the days before and after the full moon, you might be very grateful that you did, because some things might come up to deal with. The things could be really good to come, you know, that come up too, like something you've been waiting for and now like, wow, okay, you have to align around this. Or there could be something challenging and emotional that you might need a little more space to process. So hopefully that will be good for you. Okay, the last big must know is that Jupiter is still in Pisces, and as we talked about before, I explained about Jupiter expanding your relationship space and your clients and that kind of thing. But it's energetically late enough now, where it's only 10 weeks away from where it's going. Okay, so this is something that I I specialize in astrology is this in-between space, this cuspy area where something is doing something, but it's also doing what it's going to do, where it's going. I always like to liken this to the beach. When you drive over the bridge onto a barrier island in the beach, you are on the beach, right? But you're not on the sand yet, but you smell the salt air. You see the beach shops, right? And that's the same way with Jupiter. So Jupiter is in your seventh house actively. It will be there. And for those of you later in the sign, it will be there for a while. But the energetics are starting to influence of Jupiter getting into Aries and your eighth house. So this is really exciting for finances and really exciting for, and I've seen people win the lottery, and I can think of one person in particular that won an actual $1 million sweepstakes when Jupiter was in their eighth house. And that's what you have going on. So in the whole house perspective, from the whole house perspective, it will be there for all Virgos in May. But now I'm telling you, like here in the months before, it's brewing. So something could happen from this. And so, yeah, there was somebody that I had done a session for in person. This is when I was doing live, you know, in-person sessions in the small town that I lived in. And we met at an event. She's like, I want you to do my chart. And she's like, oh, I've been thinking about stopping. I've been paying a lot of money for entering this $1 million sweepstakes. I've been doing it for 10 years, and I've been thinking I'm not going to do it this year. And I saw Jupiter in her eighth house and other things. I'm like, this is not the year to stop doing it. Just at least do it this year, and then you can, you know, think about if you want to stop doing it next year. So she won. She won the $1 million, and then she traveled the world, and all of that happened. So you've got this going on. Inheritances, government money, lending, if you're trying to get a loan, all of those energies are supremely aspected, and they will be for a long time to come. Okay, so you're stepping into that time. And this is also a time that's very ripe with psychological and spiritual expansion and closer partnership. Like, your partnership sections are super expanded right now, but now the like deeper levels where you're entrenched with money, your business partners, you know, everything where it's like the relationship and then the resources that merge, that's where the energies are going. So there's a lot going on. Okay, so let's talk about the 8 most notable transits of the month. Okay, so in March 2022, we do have more sweet aspects than salty ones, and we do have this beautiful open period where it's a great time to make big decisions, and things that are very monumental might come to you, but it's also a time where you can conjure and plan and take big steps. And this is really important because we only have one more such period this year, because once Mars retrograde shadow starts to take over in September, we're going to spend the rest of the year in a shadow period. Okay, so this period between around March 3rd and April 27th is a very action-oriented time. So keep that in mind. But we're going to go through some notable aspects. Now, if you'd like to have a more complete list of the aspect, the date, what you can expect from them delivered into your inbox 1 month early, definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com and sign up for my free email newsletter, where you will get exactly that report delivered to your inbox 1 month early. But we're just going to touch on a couple of these here for March 2022. All right, so the first thing we have here is one of these Saturn aspects. Now remember, Saturn aspects, like everything in astrology, like everything in life, can have a dual aspect, but because it's a conjunction, these can kind of go either way. It's not a sweet aspect or a salty aspect per se. It's one that could go either way. And Saturn can bring harshness, but Saturn can bring accomplishment. Okay, so we've got Mercury, which at this point is here, but it's going to, well, actually, you can see they're together. See, they're the same. So right here at the beginning of the month, Mercury and Saturn are together. Okay. Now, the second thing is March 3rd, and this is a big deal. This is when Venus and Mars and Pluto, so Venus, Mars, Pluto combination, will all be together. And that's pretty intense. We know Pluto rules birth, death, transformation, rebirth. Sometimes the death is literal, sometimes it's figurative, but there's definitely transformation afoot. And we've got the, you know, male and female energies, our action, our just money, love, how we use our energy,
everything is all coming together, and that can be for better or worse. So major transformation is afoot. This is an amazing launch time for business collaborations, things like that. And also a time to be cautious. When these energies get together, particularly Mars and Pluto, people who might be on edge already can blow up in not a good way. So there's blowing up in a good way, like, wow, something goes viral, or there's like tempers flare, anger issues. So if you are in a situation where you don't feel safe in your circumstances, this is definitely a time to be in a safe place, because volatility will run high. And, you know, you definitely need to know about that. So that's intense, for better or worse. But in the sign of Capricorn here, we've definitely got a lot of business potential, financial potential, all coming together in the love, money, work, that kind of thing. Then March 5th, we have the Sun and Jupiter getting together. These will come to be at the same degree. And this again is one that could be for better or worse. The challenging side of this can bring some confusion, some disillusion, some, you know, betrayal, breaches to security, things like that. On the plus side, it can be highly creative, and highly spiritually transformational. Then we have this beautiful full moon at 27 degrees of Virgo. So anyone who's close to 27 degrees of an earth or water sign will get special kisses from that. We'll say between 22 and 29 degrees of an earth or water sign. And plus there are two great aspects. So that means not just those people who I just mentioned will get extra kisses. Everyone in the zodiac, every position can get extra kisses, because this full moon is blessed with two amazing aspects at the same time. Then we've got a little bump here, and let's see. So Venus is going to come, this Venus here is going to square Uranus, and a square is a challenging aspect. So money, love can get a little Uranus surprise. Usually that's an uncomfortable surprise, but I have seen situations where that's brought in like a crazy love situation in a good way. I've seen where something could come in and be jostling at first, but it could actually be positive. But expect surprises in love and money at that time. And then we've got the astrological new year, right? Astrological new year always feels more like a new year to me than January 1st. But we've got this beautiful time, and this is a great time for vision boards. Vision boards are where you either virtually or on paper, like cut out magazine or other things, affirmations, pictures of essences that you want to bring for the year. The universe is especially receptive to your intentions and your wishes and your, you know, what you're working on at this time. Plus we've got an extra boost with Mercury making a conjunction with the great benefic, Jupiter. So that's very, very, very expansive, and that will be worked into our whole astrological new year from March 20th to around March, you know, of 2022 until that time in 2023. So this is a really big, big boost, big time for planting seeds, wonderful time for launches, making big decisions, things like that. We are also going to have the influence on March 22nd of Mars square Uranus. Okay, so we know that Venus came and did this. You know, Mars and Venus are traveling closely together at this time. And then Mars will square Uranus. And that one is a little bit similar to this Mars and Pluto, where you kind of got to watch this one. It could be a little more dangerous, accidents, you know, jolts in not a good way. You have to be more careful. Don't do extra weight at the gym on this day. Don't, you know, not be present when you're lifting weights or when you're driving or walking on a ladder. You know, if there's some kind of dangerous activity, I would avoid it at this time if you can. And then people can also behave unexpectedly. So just kind of watch yourself, tune into your intuition. It's a good day to really just keep the distractions low so you can use your psychic feelers to navigate around any potential issues. Then we end off with this really nice new moon in Aries. Kickoff of this is basically the new year's astrological new year kickoff party. So we have the new year on the 2021st time, but then this is like the big party where the energies are really strong. And this is another great time for a vision board, setting intentions, you know, brainstorming. And this is also, in general, March is a fantastic time for making plans for the future, for moves, any kind of commitments, contracts, buying new, you know, big things, selling things, remodels, anything, engagements, weddings, all of that is really great in March and really has a lot of strong energy through the end of April for all of that positive momentum. Okay, so if you want more dates and what you might see from them, then definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com and sign up for the free email newsletter there right on the front page, and you'll get a welcome letter that will have an archive link that will get you access to anything that I've sent, and you can go deeper into what may be coming in March.
Okay, so I've given you lots to work with to help you make the most of the energies this month and to help you understand the energetic patterns at work and play. And if you'd like more resources, I've got all of these here. You can additionally go to the little more button, the little arrow underneath the bottom right of the video. Click on that, and all of the links that I'm giving you here will be clickable, right? So if you're looking for reading options, including a beautiful, very detailed 45-minute audio of your birth chart for $33 from my brilliant husband, you can find that at anniebclarity.com. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com, sign up for my free email newsletter. This is where you can access running a free birth chart. This is where you access my 28-day in-depth virtual coaching program called Shine for free. This is also where you'll find tons of blogs, and you get lots of other perks for being on my newsletter list. If you're looking for written horoscopes by me, always up a month early, you can go to cozybysweetstarlight.com. If you haven't seen this site, go to it. It is so beautiful. We've got, me and my team have lots of amazing astrology-inspired blogs and healthy living blogs. We've got hypnosis for all the signs. We've got healing frequencies for all the signs. I've got the written horoscopes that I write. We have yoga for all the signs. So it's just a very beautiful, comprehensive site. If you're looking for free courses on how to manifest money and wellness, you can go to loomlife.com, my school, Luminous Life Multiversity, L-U-M-L-I-F-E. You can also find my astrology education courses here, including my behemoth of a master course called Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery Course, which you can fully utilize even if you don't want to be a professional astrologer, but it certainly will get you up to the level where you could be and show you how to make your business a success. And payment plans are available there too. Now, I've also got two books out and more on the way, Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe. You will find this on the bookshelves in all major booksellers, including All the Books a Million, all the Barnes & Nobles. It's right there on the shelf. Plus, you can get it on Amazon and through any independent bookseller. And you can find Radical Prayer on Amazon, and you can order it anywhere as well. So I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye!